With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Jimmy Carter was a little-known Georgia governor and peanut farmer when he ran for president in 1976. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As a governor and former peanut farmer, Carter began his White House bid as an underdog. He was an outspoken Baptist and connected with many Americans because of his promise not to lie following President Nixon's Watergate scandal. In 1976, he defeated then-President Ford and went on to serve a single term before losing to Ronald Reagan. While Carter's presidency was marked by double-digit inflation and a lengthy hostage crisis in Iran, many people were inspired by his post-presidential life, which included volunteer work and years of teaching Sunday school. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, more on the shoot down now, that airliner Christmas Day.
Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev says the Azerbaijani airliner that crashed last week was shot down by Russia, albeit unintentionally. Aliyev told Azerbaijani state television on Sunday that the aircraft was hit by fire from the ground over Russia and rendered uncontrollable by electronic warfare. He accused Russia of trying to hush up the issue for several days. Russian President Vladimir Putin apologized to Aliyev on Saturday for what he called a tragic incident, but stopped short of acknowledging Moscow's responsibility. The Kremlin said Sunday that Putin had spoken to Aliyev on the phone again, but did not provide details of the conversation. The crash on Wednesday killed 38 of 67 people on board. An investigation is underway. I'm Naeon Kim.
Officials in South Korea say of the 181 people on board a plane that skidded off a runway and burst into flames, only two people survive. Transport Ministry says the plane was a 15-year-old Boeing 737-800. This is SRN News. Muslim nations, the worst for religious freedom.
The Pew Research Center has completed its latest global survey of restrictions on faith, and its list of nations where things are especially bad is dominated by those that are Islamic. Over 70% of the list are mostly Muslim countries, including such bad actors as Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia. The rest of the nations that restrict religious freedom are predominantly communist, including China and Vietnam. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservators uncovering eight angels in a historic Boston church that played a pivotal role in the Revolutionary War. Angels were painted in the early 1700s, but covered over in 1912. Inspired by research showing the existence of at least 20, conservators for the past 4 months have been removing the white paint that uncovered eight of them on the balcony's arches in the church sanctuary. This is SRN News. A nasty norovirus back in full force, with cases of the stomach virus surging.
The latest government data shows that cases of a fast-spreading stomach bug are surging in parts of the country. The most recent numbers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show there were 91 outbreaks of norovirus reported during the week of December 5th. Data from recent years shows a maximum of 65 outbreaks reported during the same week of December. Infection is characterized by sudden vomiting and diarrhea. Outbreaks are often seen on cruise ships and in living situations like nursing homes and jails. Ron Taylor reporting.
International Chess Federation says a top-ranked player, Magnus Carlsen, has left the championships in New York after refusing to change out of the jeans that he wore. Federation says its regulations have a dress code and it bars participants in chess to wearing jeans. More details at srnnews.com.